We left off in the Gemara and Dabcha Beisam and Aleph and Brochus. The Gemara said, No Gamal Kahani Klas Sobi, that the meaning of Oilam by Orthodox Jews is Kaveya what the halacha is, even though it's a Shita Sayochid. That Rabbi Ben Misera says that we should repeal Takana Sezra, that a Balkari is permitted to learn Torah. And apparently the rabbim disagree with him. But no galma, meaning ga'olam is by the religious Jews that make a lot on that. So that shows that that's the accepted opinion. And the same thing like one of the other shitas by Reshus Hagez, Rabbi Loi by Reshus Hagez, that we don't, even though he was shitas ayochid, Rova the Tanaim hold the Reish Hagez applies equally to Chutz Loretz, but the Minhag Olam is that you're not Mafresh Reish Hagez and Chutz Loretz. So we accept it like that. Now Rabbi Shia by Kalaim, Tosus in many places has it like that also, like on the first Mishnah in Brachas. So Tosus, Rashi and Tosus discuss the Minhag used to be that they daven Mincha late after Plaga Mincha, and then they daven Ma'ariv right away, and they were Yotze Kriyat Shema with that. So how could that be? It's against the Mishnah. Mishnah says you're not Yotze Kriyat Shema before Tzeisav Kochavim. If you read Kriyat Shema before Tzeisav Kochavim, you're not Yotze. So Tosis defends the Minig. In many different places, Tosis defends the old Minig that they had in Germany and France. They assumed the Minhagim were established. Minhagim doesn't mean a Minig. It means the practice, how they observe the mitzvahs. Kriyat Shema is a real din. Either din deraisa, din derabbanan. Tosis holds like Kriyat Shema lav deraisa. But they assumed that the practice that they had in France and Germany was established by Big Talmid Chachamim, and they paskan against the Mishnah. They decided the din is against the Mishnah. Many different mesichtas you have like that. Then, so Takana Ezra was. So the Gemara keeps on going about Takana Ezra. Okay, the Tosis on that we mentioned as a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says Takana Ezra was Nizbatlo not only with respect to learning Torah. Abiyudah ben Misera only says with respect to learning Torah. Halakot Dvarei Ko'esh Niyum Hashem. He quotes the Pasuk in Novi. Just like Esh is not Mekabel Tumah, so Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. So he didn't say anything that a Balkar is allowed to daven. So the Rambam explains, Anachinami, Abiyudah ben Misera never said about davening, but it was all one Takana Ezra. So once the Takana was Nizbatla with respect to learning, so it's Nizbatla with respect to davening. The Rambam says, though, in the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam says, but I personally always go to mikveh before I daven. So the Kes Mishnah asks, but if he's convinced, or the Rambam is convinced, that the Takana Ezra was Nizbatla Gamrei with respect to davening also, so what is he machma for? What is choshes for? The Raibid Chita. The Raibid disagrees. The Rosh quotes, the Raibid is disagreeing. We don't have any Raivid on the Rambam there. But the Rosh quotes that the Raivid disagrees and holds that the Takana says it was only in his batla with respect to learning and not with respect to davening. That's what the Tosis has the two opinions. And the Rif has the two opinions. Here the Tosis is called based on the base. Leisil chesakabase. So Tosis says, because the return of the Kabam Tuma. Yesh mefarshim dafka the Torah av le tvila tzarech tvila. You have to go to mikveh in order to daven. The Ri holds like the Rambam, and the Yesh Mefarshim hold like the Ravid. And the Rif quotes the Machlekas also. It was ongoing, a big Machlekas. You have the Sefer, Shadus HaTshuvas Min HaShamayim. Rabbi Natam's real name was Rabbi Yankiv. He was a grandson of Rashi. But it says Yankiv Ishtam, so he used to call him Rabbi Natam. So he had a Talmud. One of his Talmudim was also called Rabbi Yankiv, and he called him also Rabbi Natam. So that Talmud of the Rabbi Natam was also known as Rabbi Natam. He used to think and learning all day long. And at night when he was dreaming, so he used to dream that he would ask the Malachim Shailus, what's the din in this case, what's the din in that case? So usually the Malachim were non-committal. They didn't want to take a stand. So one of the Shailus that he has in the Shailus Shemaim is about this. What about davening? Do you have to go to mikveh when you want to daven? So he says it's an old machlokes and they don't want to get involved. The malachim don't want to get involved. He had nice dreams. He was thinking all day long and learning. Gemara says that at night you dream about what you're thinking about in the daytime. So he, all day long he was thinking and learning. So at nighttime he was dreaming and learning also. Then the malachim told him maybe the shliach tzibur should go to mikveh, maybe aseres and mechuvah. That's what in Shulchan Aruch they have. That the Beis Yosef quotes a Yerushalmi, that in 7 days in the year you should be machmir, to eat chulam et tahara. Chulam et tahara should really be all year long. Tesis on the first of chulin quotes a medrash. It's on the side of the Gemara. That base. On the side of the Gemara, on the margin, they said they don't know where that medrash is. The medrash says v'iskadishnim yisim kadoshim alamish and tzavri solach uchalei mitahar. He's supposed to eat chulam mitahar. It's a medrash somewhere. Okay, it's not in the Gemara, but there is such a medrash. So we don't eat chulam mitahar. So the Beis Yosef quotes a Yerushalmi that 7 days a year you should be careful about eating chulam mitahar. Which 7 days in the year? What is he talking about? So the Rishonim, the Beis Yosef quotes the Rishonim. The 7 days in the year means on Yom Tov, you should always be careful about chulam mitahar. So 2 days Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you don't eat anything. And 2 days Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov, you should eat chulam mitahar. And the additional 7 days of Aseres Meitshuva, all Aseres Meitshuva, you should be careful to eat chulam mitahar. So it's based on that the Beis Yosef quotes the Rishonim, that even though we're mekel and paspalter all year long, you're not allowed to eat pasakum. If my next neighbor is a goy, and he bakes bread, even though I'm watching and I see he used all kosher ingredients and he used a kosher pot, and there's nothing treif, that's the din of pasakum. You're not allowed to eat bread that was baked by a goy, you're not allowed to eat food that was cooked by a goy. They're two different gzeiras. Pasakum, Tosfos shows, pasakum is an old gzeira, to the extent that the Gemara thought that it was an Issa Deraisa, the Gemara Navei Dezor. And then Bishalakum is a late example. It's Mishum B'Naseihem. We're afraid that if you become so buddy-buddy with your next-door neighbor, that you'll eat the Italian bread that he's going to bake, it doesn't have any non-kosher ingredients. And I watched that he made it in a kosher pot, that he did it in my pot. I know everything is kosher, but if you're going to be eating the bread that he baked, or you're going to eat the meat that he cooked, he cooked in my pot, and in my meat, everything is kosher, l'mahadrim and l'mahadrim. If I'm going to eat the food that the Nochri cooked, or eat the bread that the Nochri baked, so we're afraid that this is going to lead to intermarriage. Same thing, Stam Yenom. They prohibited drinking wine that was processed by a Nochri because of a chashash ben aseh, that may lead to intermarriage. But by Pasakum, and Bishalakum is only also Bachilas, Mutta Bahanoa. So why all of a sudden by Stam Yenam, the wine that's processed by the guy, why is that also Bahanoa also in the days of the Gemara? It was also Bahanoa. So the Gemara said, because it's an additional chashash, maybe the Nochri was Menasa Chitla Vedazar. If it's really true that it was Menasa Chitla Vedazar, then it's also Bahanoa. So they made Exer the Rabbanon, maybe the Nochri was Menasa Chitla Vedazar. So that's why, or let's say, Pasakum and Bishalakum is only also if the Nochri cooks the food and the Nochri bakes the bread. But if the Nochri is, let's say, going to serve the bread, he's the waiter in the kosher restaurant, so he's going to serve the bread, doesn't make a treif. So if you have wine that was processed, if you have kosher wine that was processed by Jewish people, then the Nochri is going to pour the wine. What's wrong with that? I'm not going to marry his daughter because he's the waiter? So the Gemara said that they added, if the only concern would have been because of nisuch, so Tosfos said that's far-fetched. The guy's going to be menasach the wine club, but his then he's going to give it to me to drink. What kind of an Avodah Zarah does he believe in? He's menasach the wine club, but his then he gives it to me? It doesn't make sense. So Tosfos says it's far-fetched chashash. And so milsa de lashchicha legozer abana, they would never have made exera because of nisuch, but they made exera because of Bnei Seyem. Because it may lead to intermarriage if the wine was processed by the goy. It may lead to intermarriage. But if the goy is just handling the wine, that's not going to lead to intermarriage. But once they made the gzera on Stam Yenim because of Bnei Seyem, then it may lead to intermarriage. And then they threw in the far-fetched chashash of maybe he was menasachet, so they threw that in also. Agav, the ik gzera was really mishum Bnei Seyem. They said not only Asabachi lo Asabahanoa, maybe he was Menasachit, and not only if he processed the wine, even if he's pouring kosher wine, if he handles the wine, then it makes a trade. If a guy takes a bottle of wine that's open and he puts it on a table, that doesn't make a trade, only if he sticks his finger in and he touches the wine, or if he pours the wine. So then you're afraid that maybe he was Menasachit, and the wine that comes out, he was Menasach, and the wine that's inside is also because of what does the Gemara call it? Notzik chibur. the wine that he pours out, we're afraid maybe he was menasech, and the wine that's inside the bottle, that's not normal to be menasech wine in a bottle like that, that you're not choshish for. So the wine inside is also because of natzach, that's a machlek, is the mechab and the ramah, machlek is the rishonim, whether the wine that remains in the bottle is also because of natzach chibur. Usually we say natzach ein chibur. Natzach ein chibur originally is a din of mikvahs, that if you have a mikveh, two puddles of water, years ago they didn't have a mikveh in a building and a whole thing, they had a big puddle of water when it rained, they had a big puddle of water, they had abayim himself, so that was the mikveh. And then when the sun would shine and the water would evaporate, there would be yois mikveh, so they didn't have a mikveh. So sometimes you have a mikveh that only has 20 saw, and another mikveh that has 20 saw, but on two different levels on the ground, on the side of a mountain, and the water is flowing down the side of the mountain, that's called hardalis, on the side, the edge of the mountain. So if you have 20 saw on top, 20 saw on the bottom, and the water is flowing down, connecting the upper mikveh with the lower mikveh, so that's called natzach ein chibur. So you don't consider that a chibur. You can't be tovel in the top one or the bottom one because neither mikveh has arbaim sof. You have two mikvahs that are next to each other, and each one only has 20 saw, but there's an opening, there's a pipe that connects one with the other. So that's a chibur if the pipe is wide enough. If it's a teeny little pipe, only has a half an inch opening, so that's not enough. It has enough, wide enough. It's a discussion how wide is wide in Mishnayis. So then it's a chibur. But if the chibur is because the water is flowing down, so the din is that not again a chibur. And by Yayin Esach, that's the chumra, that maybe that's the machlokes. By real Yayin Esach, he's saying not a chibur. Here we're not talking real Yayin Esach. The guy was not menasach idla by the zar. The guy just poured the wine, the waiter just poured the wine. But if the waiter just puts the bottle on the table and he opens it up for you and he puts it like this, that's not called the guy handling the wine. Yet today, we paskin b'ikra din, the wine is really mutabano, because the nochrim today are not became benisach. Maybe the galochim know how to be menasach wine. Today, bemis in the churches, by the Catholics, they use, by the religious Catholics, they use the wafer and the wine, and after they recite their incantation that the people don't believe in it, call it hocus pocus, because the Latin prayer that they recite rhymes with the words hocus pocus. So after they recite their Latin prayer, so they believe that the wafer converts to become the flesh of Yashke, and the wine converts to become the blood. It becomes the flesh and blood of Yashke. So that's not nisuch. That's called Avodah Zarah Mamish. That's more kal. If a goy is menasach wine, so that wine is also manor and has no bittul. You can't undo that. If a goy declares, a Christian galach declares that he recites his hocus pocus, and he says after he has his incantation, so he says that the wine has not converted to become the blood of Yashke, and the wafer has not converted to become, the crackers have not converted to become the flesh of Yashke. And then there's another guy who says, that's a joke, I don't believe in all of this. So then it becomes mutabano. The galach made it also mano. That's called bitl avodah zarah. If one guy made it into, if a Jew makes something avodah zarah shalisa doesn't have bitl. Or if a guy worships something, and then a Jew acquires it, then it's also called avodah zarah shal yisrael. Either the Jew worshipped avodah zarah, or if the Jew acquired ownership of the avodah zarah, so avodah zarah shal yisrael has no bitl. But if the avodah zarah was worshipped by a guy, and it doesn't, and it never belonged to a Jew, so then it's called Avodah Zarah Shel Goy, so then it has bitl. So the Gemara says that the Avodah Zarah has bitl, the Noye Avodah Zarah have bitl. Let's say you have a totem pole that they worship and you hang necklaces on it. So the necklaces are Noye Avodah Zarah. So if another Goy comes and he says, I don't believe in the totem pole, I don't believe in the necklaces, the whole thing is a joke. So then it becomes Mutabano. And the same thing by Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. Let's say you have a frying pan that they burn incense on, or they have an altar that they pour wine on. So the altar is asabano, the frying pan is asabano. But if another guy says that I think the whole thing is a joke, this is not a religion, or let's say the church decides they want to make a new altar, so they sell the old altar to someone who's not going to use it as an altar. They sell the old frying pan to someone who's not going to use it for avodah zarah. So that itself is the bitl. They declare from now on it's not going to serve as a Mishamshi Avodah Zarah. So then it becomes Asa Manoah. So from the four things that are Asa Manoah, the Avodah Zarah itself, or the Noye Avodah Zarah, or the Mishamshi Avodah Zarah, they have bitl. But Tikruvus Avodah Zarah, Yayin Esach is Tikruvus Avodah Zarah. Tikruvus Avodah Zarah doesn't have any bitl. So once the goy is menasach the wine, there's no way that he can become mutar bano. But the wine in the churches today by the Catholics, that's not the kruvis. That's how it is Zohar Mamish. The wafer and the wine, according to their belief, are converted into Avodah Zarah. So Avodah Zarah does have beetles, so it's more kal. It's more kal than nisach yai nesach. So the Gemara says, if a nochri handles wine, and he's not baki bin isach, he doesn't belong to a religion where they pour wine in front of him. Most of the religions today don't pour wine in front of the Avodah Zarahs. So if he's a nochri, he's not baki bin isach, then we say that the yayin of the goy is only asa b'shtia, is muta bar noa, because this added knech, that there's a hashash nisach, only applies to the nochri, is baki bin isach, he's not baki bin isach. So mi'ikir adin, we say that the stav yayin today is muta bar noa. But l'chatchila, we're not matir, so the Rama says we're only matir behefse beruba. Let's say if the liquor shop owes me $100,000, and then he goes bankrupt and he has nothing to pay me. And then he says, here, I have all this tray for wine. Take it or leave it, Rabbi. So if I'm going to take it, I'll get at least $60,000 worth of tray for wine. If I don't take it, I'll miss the whole $100,000. So I'll be losing a lot of money over here. So if you have a hefsed merubah, then the Rama is mekel. If you have a hefsed muat, we're not mekel. Let's say the shul is having an auction and everybody's donating things to auction off. So they go to all the stores, and the stores donate toys and tables and chairs and furniture and clothing, and then the liquor shop donates a tray for a bottle of wine. So non-Jews are going to come to the auction also. So are you allowed to auction off the non-kosher bottle of wine? So how much are you going to make on the non-kosher? You're going to make $20, that's a hefsed merubah. If you would make $1,000, that's a hefsed merubah. So then the Rambam would be mekel bizman hazeh. You revert back to the Ikar Adin. The Ikar Adin is that the nochri is not bakim in isuch. So there's no chashash nisuch, so it's only also because of b'nai seim. Also become shum b'nai seim, so it's only also b'shtia. Yes, so how do we get involved in this? What were we talking about over here? Notzuk, yeah. Notzuk and a chibar. No, we haven't. You already forgot how we got involved. Oh, the 7 days, yes. So the Yerushalmi says you should be careful. The 7 days take chulam mitara. So the Rishonim say the 7 day goes on a seres meitshuva. So years ago there used to be nizer on a seres meitshuva not to eat chulin bituma, to eat chulam mitara. Today nobody's nizer on chulam mitara. So now the Rishonim said you should be careful not to eat pas palter. But the whole yisur pasakum is because mishum b'den say. So if my next-door neighbor bakes bread, and I was watching all the ingredients in the pot, everything is kosher, so it's only chashash and shum, but I say, I may marry his daughter. So what if it's the baker? He's the local baker. He bakes for everybody. So why should I fall in love with his daughter? Probably a goy. Everybody in the neighborhood eats his bread. So Mi'ikar Adin, we're mekel that pas palter is really mutter. Some Rishonim hold the same is true by bishul. The bishul palter is mutter. So let's say you have all the canned goods that are processed in non-kosher, in non-Jewish factories. So that's a machlekes. We don't pasch like that. We're only making a pas palter. Palter means the baker who bakes for the whole public. So we say, since the whole chashash is mishum b'deseyem, so by the palter we're not chashash. So mi'ikar adin it's mutam. So in aseres meitshuva, we should be machmer not to eat pas palter. But by Bishul, it's a machlokes of Rishonim, by Bishul, we're machmer. Even though the restaurant, let's say you have a mashgiach, but the mashgiach doesn't do the cooking. Mashgiach just watches that all the ingredients are kosher. So if the goyim are doing the Bishul, even though they cook for whoever happens to come in, and a lot of the customers are non-Jews, so why should I fall in love with the cook's daughter? Mr. Magoy will marry his daughter. So we're machmer on that. We're machmer on Bishul, even though the one is cooking for the whole public. So then there's a further shaila, what if it's so far removed, let's say you're eating tuna fish. I was at the Bris this morning, so they serve tuna fish. So the tuna fish is made in wherever, pego is made in, cooked in Puerto Rico, wherever they cook the tuna fish. I don't know, how am I going to find out who the guy is? It's so impersonal. It's cooked somewhere in a different continent. How am I supposed to know who the guy is? I'm going to fall in love with his daughter because I eat So that was a further machlokes achrayim. Even if you should assume the way we do in Shulchan Aruch that the paspalta was only a heter by bread, it's not a heter by bishul. That maybe if the cooking is so impersonal, it's in a factory that's very far away, you'll never even be able to figure out who the cook is, and maybe then for sure it should be mutter. So then we're machmer on that also. And then Rav Moshe was mekel a little bit on that in certain cases. So getting back again over here. Getting back, so then Shalos Tshuvas Min HaShemayim, he asked this Shaila. So they say, now Aseres Tshuva, it's proper to be machmer not only on paspalter, you should be machmer on to eat chul and bitar, not only on eating things, you should be machmer on going to mikveh, balkeri shouldn't daven. That's what some are machmer for that. A balkeri shouldn't daven, you should go to mikveh, Aseres Tshuva. We really don't hold like that. People go to mikveh on Erev Rosh Hashanah, you go to mikveh Erev Yom Kippur. Here, Tosfos on the last line in the Tosfos, Chabbeis Amin Beis, Leis Ilchus HaKavase. So Tosfos says, we don't paskin, we hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, nor Gal Makari Tlasovi, that you don't go to mikveh to learn, and you don't go to mikveh to daven either. And even Aseres Amei Tshuva, HaTovah Be'erev Yom Kippur, Ein Lo Levorach, you shouldn't say a brochet. If it's Mikir Adin, you have to go to mikveh. Let's say some people go to the harbais. So how are they allowed to go to harbais? A balkeri is not allowed to go to harbais. So they go to the mikveh in advance. So you really go to mikveh in order to go to harbais. Then you say a bracha. Those who go don't say a bracha because the Ravid holds it. We spoke yesterday, the Ravid and the Ramban both hold that loikid shalosi lomit. That the makam ha-mikdash doesn't have kedusha. According to the Ravid and the Ramban, there's no need to go to mikveh. Tom is allowed to go on the harabais. So that's why even those who go to mikveh, they don't say a bracha because it could be that the whole tefillah was not necessary. So let's say you go to mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur. So the Rosh in the end of Maseches Yuma quotes the Rav Sadi Goin that when you go to mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, you should say a bracha shekasham sasana ala tefillah. So Tosfos says it's a bracha l'matolah. That's where the Rosh got it from this Tosfos. The Rosh was the end of the Balei Tosfos. So he says that the bracha going to mikveh on Erev Yom Kippur, a bracha l'matolah, because we don't paskin Takanas Ezra. Takanas Ezra was abolished. Yeah. Others say no, the Rosh understood that the Rav Sadi Goin says he said bracha on tefillah on Erev Yom Kippur because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah learns that from the pasuk Chai Vodim Latai Ratzmo Baregel. The Pasuk says, if losim losi go, the Pasuk lists off the Shemayim and Shrotzim. There are eight rodents that are metamei b'moisam. So it says in the Chumash, if losim losi go, you shouldn't touch the nevela of these Shemayim and Shrotzim because it'll be metamei. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, atumas meis, a dead body, only Kohanim amuzer, not Kohanim anat muzer. So sheretz, no one's muzer. Even a Kohen is permitted to touch a dead sheretz. Kohen is only forbidden to come in contact with a mace. A sheretz, everyone's allowed to be in there. So what does the pasuk mean? Ben evilas melosi go. Even Kohanim are allowed to. So Gemara says, no, the pasuk goes beregel. You're not allowed to be metami yourself beregel. Adarab, chayvodim letaratzma beregel. So the Rosh claims that chayvodim taratzma beregel only applies bizman amigdosh and sholosh agolim. Because you have to be oila regel. You have to enter the azor. You have to bring a korban oila sriya. So you can't enter the azor if you're going to be tomei. But Bizman Azeh, or on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, even Bizman HaMikdash says, no, Aliyah LeRegel on Yom Kippur. So why should the Rav Sadi go and say that you have to go to Mikvah Ner Yom Kippur? You're not entering the Azor. Tommy is not allowed to enter the Azor. Tommy is allowed to go to Shul. So why do you have to go to Mikvah Ner Yom Kippur? So that's why the Rosh disagrees with the Rav Sadi go. Sadi go, and according to the way the Rosh understood, Rav Sadi Goin held that Chai Vodim and Tarat Baberegel is not because you have to be Oyla Regel, you have to enter the Azar. It's because in order to absorb the Kedusha Sayayim of Yantif, you have to be Tohar. So it applies even to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. That's what some say it doesn't apply to Shabbos. That's a Shaila. Do you have to go to Mikvah on Erev Shabbos? Those who don't go to Mikvah all week long, do they have to go to Mikvah on Erev Shabbos? Do you say in order to absorb the Kedusha Sayayim of Shabbos, you have to go to Mikvah? So some achrayim say no. Shabbos is the kedushas hayom is so powerful. There's no need to go to mikveh. Only regal. The kedushas hayom is not that strong. So in order to absorb the full kedushas hayom of yontav, you have to go to mikveh. And others say not so. From the Gemara and Chagiga, it would appear that even on Shabbos, there is an inyan to go to mikvah on Erev Shabbos in order to absorb the kedushas hayom of Shabbos. Yes, if you say like that, chayvaram taratzma beregel is unrelated to aliyah leregel. It's because in order to absorb the kedushas hayom, that should have an effect on you. You have to go to mikveh. So why is it only Erev Yom Kippur? So Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, Erev Sukkot also. What's that? It's Erev Yom Kippur. That's what they're not happy with. So that's why later Poskim suggest, the Aruch HaShulchan and others suggest, no, Rav Sadia Gaon holds that there's a separate mitzvah. It says, Lefnei Hashem Titoru. How do you translate Lefnei Hashem Titoru? So the Pasuk Pshat Lefnei Hashem Titoru, on Yom Kippur you will be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you, and all of your sins will be forgiven on Yom Kippur. Lefnei Hashem Titoru, you will be purified. Your sins will be forgiven. So Rav Sadia Gaon apparently translated, Titoru is a tzibui. You should purify yourselves on Erev Yom Kippur, before entering into Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, you're ready in the presence of Hashem. Lefnei Hashem, before entering into Yom Kippur, one should purify himself by going to the mikveh. So that's why he only said it. That's how the Aruch HaShulchan said. That's how others say. There was a Balabas in Europe who wrote a whole, we spoke the other day, about the three volumes that he wrote. Rav Sadia Gaon has a poem that they used to recite on Shavuos, that they rattled off the listing of Yad Mitzvah, ages long. So this Rabbi Yeruchim Perlo was a balabos, but a very learned balabos. So he put out three volumes. Every line of the poem, he has 20 pages, and he explains what the whole system of the Tariq Mitzvah is, according to Rav Sadia Gaon. So he also learns like that, like the Aruch HaShulchan. Both Mechaben to the same shot. He understands, Lefnei Hashem Titoru is a tzibu. You should purify yourselves before Yom Kippur enters. That's how the Ramban also learns. Ramban and the Chidushim on Yuma learns that he teaches the Gemara at the end of Yuma. The Gemara says you have to say Vidui before Yom Kippur enters. So you should really say Vidui right before Yom Kippur enters. After the Surah HaMafsekas, you should say Vidui right before Kol Nidre, right before you accept Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. But the Gemara says we're afraid maybe something will come up in the Surah HaMafsekas. His wife will ask him to take down the garbage, or he'll have to wash the dishes, or maybe he'll choke, and he'll come to shul late, and then he won't have a chance to say the vidur. Shema, something always comes up. So he planned to come to shul a half an hour before the shkia to say a vidur in a relaxed fashion. He may come the last minute, just make it by the skin of his teeth. He won't be able to say vidur. So made a takana, he should say vidur before the Suda HaMafsekas. But then if you come to shul, to the Magen Avraham quotes the Shaloh, who quotes the Ramban. But if you do come to shul a half an hour before the shkir, then you should say Vidui again, because the Ika's man for Vidui is immediately before Yom Kippur is about to enter. So the Ramban learns, that's Pshat Lefnei Hashem Titoru, before entering into Yom Kippur, you should purify yourselves in the sense of reciting Vidui. So that's what the Aruch HaShulchan said, that's what Rav Sadia Gaon learned the same. If Nei Hashem Titoru, before Yom Kippur enters, as Yom Kippur is about to enter, you should be toivel in a mikveh. He translates Titoru literally, should be toivel in a mikveh. So that's why you say a bracha. That's a mitzvah man atar, to be toivel. Yeah, if that's the reason why you're toivel in a mikveh, then it has to be a kosher or a mikveh. If it's only because of Takanas Ezra, because an aseres may tshuva with machmir, the Takanas Ezra, Shani Yom Kippur with machmir, then if you're only machmir, you don't say a bracha. But if it's a real din deraisa, if Nei Hashem Titoru, then you have to say a bracha also. That has to be a kosher and mikveh. That has to be a kosher and mikveh. It was only because of Takana says, so the Gemara said, Mayim Shuvim is good. That was the first wide line of Chav Beis on the base. We learned it. The Gemara interpreted that line in the Braiser, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Mem Soa Mikol Makom. Yeah, the Rambam also seems to hold like that. The Rambam writes that there's a mitzvah to do tshuva all year long. And then he writes, and Yom Kippur, there's a special mitzvah to do tshuva. Where is there a special mitzvah to do tshuva Yom Kippur? So the Rambam learned, Lefnei Hashem Titoru, like the Ramban, you should say Vidui. But not like the Ramban says, Lefnei Hashem means before Yom Kippur enters, but rather on Yom Kippur, when one is in a state of Lefnei Hashem, you should purify yourselves on Yom Kippur. You should say Vidui on Yom Kippur. What do you mean? That's a problem. What do you mean? A mitzvah to do tshuva. It's a mitzvah to do tshuva every day of the year. So what's unique about Yom Kippur? It's a little unclear. Rav Soloveitchik used to suggest that all year long the chiyuv to do tshuva is only once the person has hakara sachet, if he realizes that he did an aver. That's the pasuk. There's a Taisus and Shavuos Daf Dalet. The Daf Yomi people just flew through it 2 weeks ago. And Daf Dalet and Amral, there's a little Taisus that the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra. Well, if a person did an Avera B'shegig, which if he would have done it B'meis, it would have been Chayv Koyz, then he has to bring a Korban Chata. So the pasuk says, Ohod Elot Chatos HaShechoto Olehon. If he becomes aware of the fact that he did an Avera, then he brings a Korban Chata. The Taisus says, of course, if he becomes aware, a chatas not bo ben edu in a dove. You can't volunteer a chatas. If you don't know bevadai that you did a chilul Shabbos b'shagi, so you don't bring a korban chatas. So what do you need that phrase for? Ahoy de lov chatas of shechotolas. That says, no. Chapsan af gemina like this. Let's say I'm a tzoy Shabbos. The guy's a bal tshuva. And he has a creepy feeling I'm a tzoy Shabbos. He doesn't know enough about hilchot Shabbos. He has a funny feeling. He thinks he may have been mechal Shabbos. But he doesn't know what. He doesn't know melecha Shabbos. So he sets aside the Korban Chatas just in case he was Mechal Shabbos. This is the Korban Chatas. Then he goes to classes and is learning. He finds out, yeah, a month later he finds out, yeah, he was Mechal Shabbos. He did something that you're not allowed to do. So he brings the Chatas to the Beis HaMikdash. But at the time that he was Mafreshit, he didn't yet have Yediyah Sachet. So Taisus says that it's Chulam Bazar. You can't be Magdash HaChatas unless you have Yediyah Sachet. Yediyah Sachet is Mechayiv and Tshuva. Yediyah Sachet is Mechayiv in the Korban Chatas. So before you have Yediyah Sachet, you're not mechayiv to bring a chatas, you're not mechayiv to do tshuva. You're not aware that you did any avera. So on Yom Kippur, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, maybe on Yom Kippur there's a chayiv to be mefashvesh b'maisav, to review everything that you did in the course of the year, to possibly come to Yediyah Sachet. All year long there's no such chayiv. All year long, if you have Yediyah Sachet, ha'ad olav chatas ha'shachat olav, once a person has Yediyah Sachet, then he's mechayiv to do tshuva. And Yom Kippur, maybe because the Rambam writes, because Yom Kippur has the power to be mechaper, so there's a deeper chiyuv tshuva to be bodek in his meisim, like bedikas chametz, There's a din of biur avodah zarah, the mitzvah to destroy avodah zarah. Abed di abdun, it's called, becomes a mitzvah biur avodah zarah. Applies in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz Lo'ez. Let's say a person buys a house. It was a maisa here in New Jersey. Someone bought a home in New Jersey. A religious Jew bought a home in New Jersey. And the next day neighbor tells him that the tree that's planted in front of the house that he just bought, that now belongs to him, was planted l'shem avodah zarah. And every morning the people in the house dressed up and they bowed down to the tree. And then they put on their regular clothes. They went to work and they went to school. That's mamshe asherah. So they had to destroy the Asherah, but it had deep roots because it was there for quite a few years. So they had to chop down the whole tree and get out the roots and pour poison in that it shouldn't keep on growing, a whole Asika. So there's a mitzvah, Bir Avodah Zarah, both Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Lo'ez. But the Gemara says in Eretz Yisrael, it's more obligatory. It says, Abeiti Abdun, twice. What does it mean, Abeiti Abdun? Eretz Yisrael Tzorch L'Sharish Achreel. You have to search, to look, maybe you'll find Avodah. Chutz Lo'ez, if you know there's Avodah Zarah, you're mechayiv to destroy. Now mechayiv to go look, to see, whatever you don't know won't hurt you. But in Eretz Yisrael, you have to have a clean country, so you have to look to see if there's any Avodah Zarah. So just like there's such a mitzvah of Bior Avodah Zarah, and sometimes Tzorach L'Shar Shachreel, and Eretz Yisrael sometimes ain't Tzorach L'Shar Shachreel. So too, there's such a din of biur of the averus. If a person did an averus, he has to do tshuva. But he doesn't have to be mechapes if he knows he did an averus all year long, so he has to do tshuva. On Yom Kippur, you have to be mechapes after the averus. That's a shalat, there's a mitzvah biur chometz. Ach be yamarish and tashbisu, there's a mitzvah biur chometz on Erev Pesach. So the shaila is biur chometz only means a chometz yodua, you have to destroy, or do you say there's a chayves bediko also. Bedikas chametz is min haTorah midrabbanan. So the Gemara says bedikas chametz is midrabbanan because he can be mevatel beliboy. What if he wasn't mevatel beliboy? Then bedikas deraisa. Even though he doesn't know, he's not aware that he has any chametz. Is there a chiyu bedika min haTorah? So that's a machlokes in Rishonim on the first run, on the first page in the Dorim, around on the Rif. So some say that it's like. Some say that biur chometz is like biur avodah zarah in Eretz Yisrael, that you have to be boidek. You have to any place that there may be chometz, you have to be boidek. That's included in the chayves biur. The other Rishonim say, no, it's like Bior Avodah Zarah, Chutz La'aretz. If you're aware, if there's Chametz Yadua, then you have to destroy it. Chametz Yadua, you don't have to. So Nochmal, getting back again. So there was there used to be a Takanas Ezra. There were 10 Takanas Ezra. And the 10th one is that the Balkari has to go to Mikveh. And the Gemara says the whole story about Tisha Kabin, that's later Takanas. That's not part of Takanas Ezra. The Loshen of Takanas Ezra was, the Gemara has the Loshen here, 10 lines from the top. Anchav Beis Amin Beis. Amar Rav, and he, the Tikkun Ezra Tfilo, and the Sina be Tikkun. Amar Ezra Tikkun Tfilo le Balkari. Ezra only made a Takanah, you need Tfilo and a Mikveh. The Memsoa, that's all later Takanas. That's all later, and the Machlekes, Tanoim and Amarayim was, exactly how did they make the Takanah. But the Takanah says, well, it was only, if it's a Bari, a healthy person, and he had Tashmish, it wasn't Leonsa, it wasn't by accident, he had Tashmish, so that was Takanah says, everything else is only a later Takanah, and then there's what to talk about the Tisha Kabin. The Gemara has a Loshen on the Tisha Kabin, you go around the 25 lines from the top. It says on the left-hand margin, to Sefta Perik Beis, Ayin Shom. It says, Tanu Rabbanan, Balkeri Shanasan Lav Tisha Kabin Maim Tohar. Tohar! That's not true. It's not Tohar. It doesn't mean Tohar. It means he's allowed to daven. He's allowed to learn. It doesn't mean that he's Tohar. Tohar, you have to go to a mikveh. It means he's Tohar. But again, to this Takana Sezra, that's the later Takana. The original Takana Sezra was only that the Balkeri, who's a bari, healthy, and it's margil, he brought it upon himself, he had tashmish, so then he has to go to the mikvah. So nachmal, so there used to be a takanas ezra, then it was repealed. Even though it was repealed, so the Rambam says he personally observed it, he always went to mikvah before he died. So the Kes Mishnah asks, but he holds that it was repealed legamre, minigayet to Torah, minigayet to davening. So why did the Rambam observe it? So the answer is, all the Rishonim ask, how did Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaser have the ability to repeal the Takanas Ezra? Did he think that he was greater b'chokhmah the minyan than Ezra? In order to repeal, ein bezin yochel levat al divrei bezin chaver, can go to lemena b'chokhmah the minyan. A later bezin can only repeal a Takana de Rabbanon that was made by an earlier bezin, if the later bezin is greater b'chokhmah the minyan. So we had the Meiri, we discussed the Meiri, held that it was a din deraisa, so you don't have to be godel b'chokhmah the minyan. You repeal it. But all the Rishonim say it's not right. The Gemara says 10 takanas, and the simple reading is all 10 are the Rabbanon. Maybe said that you have by Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai 9 takanas. The Gemara said one of them was Dorish Vehiskim, one of them was really a Din Deraisa. Why do you call it a takana? It means he popularized that Din Deraisa. The Yom Tenufa Sa'imer is also the Tiz Chodesh all day long after the Churban Abayis. So Dorish Vehiskim. Most of the Rishonim don't agree with that Meiri. Most of the Rishonim hold that it's only a Takana de Rabbanon. Rashi said, Ezra made a Takana de Rabbanon that was based on the Pasuk and Chumash. Based on the Pasuk and Chumash. But it's not that he meant that it was a Din Deraisa.
Where
do
we see that the Takana of Ezra was also
regarding
Tefillah? Why aren't it sounds like it says like it was been talking for being Osei the Torah and also Pesukim.
The Mishnah is see it. I mean, the Brisa and Bava Kama didn't say, but the Mishnah says the Balkari is not allowed to daven. See from Mishnah is and all the Brisas like that. The Gemara has in the end of Yuma that on Yom Kippur one of the Chamisha Inuim is Rechitza. You're not allowed to bait on Yom Kippur, but if a person is Tomei, then he's allowed to be Tovel in the Mikveh. So it says, what if a person became a Balkari on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, if he didn't daven mincha yet, if he didn't daven shachrin v'nusim mincha, he's allowed to go to mikveh in order to be able to daven. If he didn't daven the ila, is he allowed to go to mikveh? So the Gemara says, the very end of Yom, it depends. Do you have to daven ila before the shkiah? Then he has no choice. So he's allowed to go to mikveh. If he can daven ila after the shkiah, so let him wait till after Yom Kippur is over. Let him go to mikveh, and then he'll daven ila at night. Yeah. So then, Bizman said that they did away, they abolished Takana Sezra, so he's not allowed to go to mikveh on Yom Kippur, because it's not needed. Whatever the tefillah is needed, so then you're allowed to go to mikvah Yom Kippur.
I've explained a few times that part of the issue to write down Kodesh Baka is writing down the sitter. So for all intents and purposes, getting rid of the Takana of Torah and is the same thing as tefillah. It's the same thing, no? The tefillah is nechal in Torah.
No, the text of the tefillah is considered Torah Sheval Peh, not allowed to write down. But davening is not the same as levin haTorah. They're two different things. Davening, you're talking to the Rabban Shalom, learning, you're not talking to the Rabban Shalom. When you daven, you have to be fully dressed. When you learn, you can learn in your pajamas also. You can learn in a bathrobe. You're not allowed to daven in your bathrobe pajamas. To learn, you have to have kisui ervo. The Gemara is going to have. But to daven, you have to hikan likra salakecha. You need more than just kisui ervo. It's not the same thing. He said the text of the davening is considered a chelik of Torah Shabbat Peh, so you're not allowed to write it down. In the days of the Gemara, that they didn't yet write down the Mishnayah, so they weren't allowed to write down the text of the Siddur. Yeah. So the Rambam, so why did the Rambam observe it? So that's what the Kesem Mishnah says. How did Rabbi Yehuda ben Sarah have the right, how did he have the ability to repeal the Takana? So a lot of the Rishonim say, he saw that it was a Gzeirah Shein Rei Vatzi B'Yecholim L'Amabo. So really it was a good Takana. Ezra, it made sense. But because it was like Pashta Barov Yisrael, the people didn't accept it. The Bez never has a right to make a Gzeirah Rabbanon unless they think that it's going to be accepted. And if they guessed wrong and they saw that it's not accepted, it's Ein Yecholim L'Amabo. So sometimes you don't even have to repeal it, and sometimes you have to repeal it. So they did away with the Takana, but really it was a proper Takana. So that's where the Kesem Mishnah quotes a Ritva, that since the Takana says it was a proper idea, just that it was like Pashta, because in Ravati B'chadam Lama, but so the Rambam writes, whoever is able to live up to it should be Toivel in the Mikvah. So that's why the Gemara has a suggestion, maybe the Shliach Tzibur should be Toivel in the Mikvah. The Gemara has, take a look on the first wide line, on Chav Beis Amin Beis. Three Amaroim were eating sandwiches together. So then they were going to bench Mezumin. So when you bench Mezumin, Bizmara Gemara, you don't have all three bench. One person says the benching, and everybody's yotze with his benching. The Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Kara, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishon, and the Bizmara Zevi recommend that everybody should say along softly with the Mezumin, because today people don't pay attention. We're always talking, we never pay attention to someone else. That's what the Musa Sfarim say. Hashem created us with two ears and one mouth. We should listen twice as much as we talk. And we talk much more than we listen. We don't pay attention to other people. So because we're afraid that you may not pay attention if the Mezamin is going to bench, so we recommend everyone should say along. But with Mana Gemara, that was not the practice. Mana Gemara, one person benched and the others were Yotze. So the Gemara says, each one had a different reaction. So one of them said, I should really be the Mezamen, because I had Tesha Kubin, Tisha Kabin poured on me, so I can be Mezamen, I can be Maitziyu. The other one said, I went to Mikveh, better than Tisha Kabin, I should be the one to bench. The third guy says, I'm not a Balkari at all, I don't need either this or this. And then the Gemara says, nah, we don't pask in the whole thing. That's right before the Mishnah. We don't pask like the whole story. So that's what Rashi has the two pshatim. We don't pask because the whole Takana Sezra was done away with. Not only Rabbi Yehuda ben Ser did away with Takana Sezra with respect to learning, he did away with respect to davening as well. But the Gemara knew that, and the Gemara thought maybe it's a chilk between Le'atzma and Lacherin. Maybe to learn on your own is okay about carry, but to give a shear, that's not allowed. That's how we, here, that's on Chav Beis on the base, around 25 lines from the top, and it says on the left-hand side in the margin, Tosefta Perek Beis, so it says there, after the two dots, there's Tanu Rabbanan about carry, Shanas Mal Tisha Gabin, Bama Demarim Liatzma, he's allowed to learn, Abel Acherim Yenid Aboim So. Why is the difference between giving a shiur and learning on your own? Because you're learning out from Maimon HaSinai, but it's based on Maimon HaSinai. Just like in HaSinai, so too the Duras, and HaSinai was the Mesiras HaTorah. The Rabbanu Shalom is transmitting the Torah to Bnei Yisrael. So when the Rebbe transmits to the Talmidim, when you're doing Mesiras HaTorah, then you're more machmer. When you're just learning Torah on your own, there's more room to be made. So that we understand the chilik between learning liatzma and teaching lacherim. One is mesiras haTorah. That we can understand. That we have such a din benegir to dvarim shebal peh, liatav asher liyomron biksav, dvarim shebiksav, liatav asher liyomron al peh. That Tosfos says the kasha, we all say kriyashma by heart. You say, I was Yoshe by heart. You say so many things by heart. What happened to the din of Dvarim Shebichsav? So Tosfos has different answers. So the Vilna Gaon writes on Tmura in the beginning of the second Perek. He says the best answer is what Tosfos writes over there, that Gemara, that Dvarim Shebichsav, Yatav Rashi Le'omer Al Peh, that goes on the Baal Kori who's laying Kriyas HaTorah. When you're laying the Megillah, or you're laying Parshas HaShavua, or you're laying the HaTorah, to be Motzi Acherim Adechai Vosam, if you're Motzi Acherim, then the din applies. The Dvarim Shebichsav, the Baal Kori shouldn't say Baal Peh. And when you're giving a shir, Dvarim Shebaal Peh, you shouldn't give a shir by reading a text. We read from a text, that's because they were mekel, because they said the Torah is going to be forgotten, so they allowed it. But even in the earlier generations, that there was a din at Dvarim Shebaal Peh, Yatav Rashi Le'omer Al Peh Bichsav, so the Rambam writes in the Hakdama to the Pirush HaMishnayos, they always had Megillah Storim. They always, when they heard a Chiddush of Torah Shebaal Peh, they would keep private notes. That was always permissible. There was no prohibition against Dvarim Shebaal Peh keeping notes. The prohibition was, you're not allowed to give a shir by reading a Gemara inside, by reading a Rambam, by reading a Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to give a shir. Then the later generations, they saw that that's not going to last. Islas L'Hashem Efer Teresecha said there had to be matter that as well. We spoke about that. How can he be matter when he said their eyes? So, that difference between learning on your own and teaching Torah to others, that we know b'negeh to Dvarim Shebichsav Yatav Rashi Le'omer Al Peh, Dvarim Shebaal Peh Yatav Rashi Le'omer Bichsav. So the Vilna Gaon holds that the correct answer is what Tosfos wrote in Tmura, that it goes in Mesiras HaTorah, that the Baal Kori shouldn't say Baal Peh. That's what the Talmidim of the Gro write. Based on the Gro, if you don't have a klaf in your shul, and the one who gets mafta reads from a printed siddur, from a printed chumash, then more correct is everybody should say along the haftarah. You shouldn't rely to be yotzi with his. The Baal Kori is learning from a klaf, dvarim shebichsav, mitoch haksav, so you can be motzi achem adechei vosam. And if you have a klaf, so then he's motzi achem adechei vosam. But if he's saying from a printed chumash, that's called Baal Peh. Anything less than a klaf is called kriya Baal Peh. So Kriya Baal Peh, it's not right, it shouldn't be Motzei Chem Dechavos. Everybody should really say on their own. Or at least 10 people should say. If you have you don't have 10 people saying, so you don't have a minion, so what are you saying Haftarah for? So at least 10 people in the shul should say. So that difference between Lilmud Liatzma Lalamed Lacherim, that we know, that Maimon HaSinai was Mesiras HaTorah Lacherim. So that has to be Be'em Abir Beresis of Iziyah. Learning on your own, not so much, but teaching lacherim, that's mesiras haTorah. So we know that b'negeh to Baal Peh b'Ksav, we know that b'negeh too, we understand that b'negeh to the Baal Kori also, but b'negeh to moti others, the dechei vosam, the bench mezuman, or the shliach tzivu, why should that make a difference? Whether I'm davening for myself or I'm davening to be moti acherim. So mizdam, the answer is that, like the Kesem Mishnah quoted the Ritva b'negeh to that Rambam, that more correct is, he should observe Takana says it. It's a proper Takana. But they saw in the later generations that it's Reva Tziba Nat Yechalim Lamed Bo. Say Nat Yechalim Lamed Bo, to require of each and every individual person that he should go to mikveh before he wants to daven, that's too difficult. You wake up in the morning, you barely make it to minyan on time. Not everybody comes to the minyan on time, so you gotta tell the guy he has to go to the mikveh, he has to wake up like a half an hour before. Before this month, it's too cumbersome, it's too burdensome. But to tell the shliach tzibur, so have a shatz kavua, tell the chazan, you want to be motzi achem dechavosam, so that's not so difficult. But that's what the Gemara had, there was such an opinion, that to be motzi achem dechavosam, to serve as the shliach tzibur for davening, that to serve as the one who's going to bench mezumen, he has to go to mikveh. That's what the shalos tshuvas min hashamayim, that's what the malachim told him, that it was what he had in his dream. That's a machlokes, and whatever you do, whatever you do is fine, and it's more so the shliach tzibur, and more so aseres mei tshuva, more so, yeah, more so aseres mei tshuva. That's that Yerushalmi, more so the shliach tzibur. That's this gemara, that is what to be medaktik more. But bottom line, the gemara says leis silchus akabase. We paskin that the shliach tzibur doesn't have to go to mikveh to daven, and the one who's going to bench mezuman also doesn't have to go to mikveh. The ikar adin, the whole takana says it was abolished in shoy. So that's the Gemara. Then the Gemara has a discussion, different shades of opinions over here about the Tisha Kabin. when do you permit pouring the Tisha Kav? The Gemara says one of the Amoraim was sitting in a big bathtub that was full of water. So he asked someone to please pour Tisha Kav on him. So he said, what do you have to pour Tisha Kav? Donkey head. You're in the bathtub anyway. So be toivo. So he says, it didn't have Memsor, but it had way more than Tisha Kav. So they said, what do you need someone to pour Tisha Kav? So he said, no. Five lines on the bottom. Say, Amalei. So the Amora said, who was sitting in the bathtub? Rab Zera was sitting in the bathtub. And Rab Chia Bar Abba confronted him. What do you need someone to pour Tisha Kav? Just put your head under the surface of the water. So he said, no, that has to be Kaboim So. Just like Kaboim So has to be Bitvilo and not Benesina. If a person is Tommy, he has to be Tolu Mikha. You can't pour Kaboim So on him. The word mikveh means cover the kaima. The water has to be stagnant. It has to be eshborin. Sheva, you have to have a crack in the ground and the water has to be stagnant. If it's zerklin or if the water is rolling, that's absurd deraisa. That's not called a mikveh. Mikveh means stationary. Mikveh amayim kora yamim, when the water is stationary. So just like a mikveh has to be dafke bitvilo, so too the Tisha Kav has to be dafke binetilo. Someone has to pour it. If you're going to be toivel on Tisha Kav, that's not acceptable. Kach tiknu chachamim, yeah. The Tisha Kav is not Metaher. What is the Tisha Kav all about? That's like Hikon Likros Alakacha Yisrael. If you want to daven, so you should have. If you want to learn, you want to daven. Hikon Likros Alakacha Yisrael. That's why we have Minhagim that the Chachma Sodom writes, that all the Minhagim that the Chevra Kadisha do, they pour Tisha Kav or they toivel people in a mikveh. These are all Minhagim. These are not, none of these are dinim. Whatever the meaning is, that's what you're supposed to do. Kavod Amesim. The Gemara says, the Gemara has a discussion in Maseches Sanhedrin whether the mitzvah of Kvura, the Pasuk and Chumash of Kvura says in the Chumash Dvorim, by Haruge Bezen, Chia b'yish chet nishpat mabes humas, sivlis haus alayitz, solen avalas alayitz, kavod digabarim ayamahu, kikilas alakim tolei, so the original Pasuk of Kvura only says by Harugi Bezn. It never says it by Mesal Mitos. A normal person dies from a natural death, doesn't say. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara where the Kvura B'Shar Mesim is the Raisa of the Rabbam. So the Rambam Pasuk is that Kvura by all the Mesim is the Raisa. But even the Rambam, even the Gemara is clear that Kvura by Harugi Bezn is a special bin. There are special features that are required over there that not required in other places. So they're allowed in Minhagim by Kvura. The Chevra Kadisha prepare the body. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, how do you know that Kvura is Minator B'Sham Mesim? The Gemara says, we learn out from the Kefa Lashon Kavod Tikberenu. There's a machlekes where we keep Rabbi Shmuel with a Dibur Torah K'lishan Meni Adam, a lot Dibur Torah K'lishan Meni Adam. When the Baruch Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, did he dictate the way human beings speak? The human beings repeat themselves, they repeat words, they repeat phrases, they repeat the whole sentence. So Rabbi Shmuel says, not every word in the Chumash has to have significance. A lot of times you have a whole pasuk is repeated just for one word. You don't have to be medayik every single word. And we don't accept Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. We hold like Rabbi Akiva. Lo dibur Torah k'lishon meni adam. So we always darshan the shonis kvulim. And it says, hanik tanik, dosen titen, vaseach tiftach, mos yumos. Whenever it says a word is repeated, so it's always marba something. So it says Kovatik Berenu, so that's Marbi, even a Mesal Mitos, even a normal person, not Harugi Bezen, is also a mitzvah Kvura Menater. So in the middle of that Sugya in Sanhedrin, Mem Vav, Mem Zayin, so the Gemara says, why do you have to be Medai Kovatik Berenu? Learn out from Parshas Chayisora. It says Avram Avinu buried Sora. So learn out from there. Why did the Torah record that must be, that there's a mitzvah of Kvura Menater? The Gemara says it could be that was Minaka Olam at that time. That was the common practice, and whatever is the minig is binding miktam kavod ames. There is a din, you have to show kavod amesim. That's lo yitama, you have to show kavod amesim. And what's kavod? Kavod is societal. Whatever the society does, that's kavod amesim. So the Gemara says that kvura is not societal. The Gemara, that's a din. And even if the minig at the mokam is that they cremate all the bodies, or they just throw all the bodies in the ocean, and they have them eaten up by the fish, that's not permissible. You have to have kvura bekarka. It's a real din. Kavatik Bran is a real din. But you see from that Gemara, that's what Dachronim says, you see from that Gemara that whatever the Minhag HaOlam is, whatever the society does, if it's a proper thing, that's required. Mitam Kavan Ameh. So if the Minhag is that you deliver a Hesped, then you have to deliver a Hesped. What if the meaning is you don't deliver a hesped? So then Gemara says still that's a takana. You have to say a hesped. But even if there wouldn't have been a takana, if the meaning of Olam is that you deliver a hesped, so you mechuyev. Whatever is the meaning, so that's what the Chacham Sodom says, that they pour tishikaben on the mei. So there's some tzaddikim they toivel am in a mikvah mem saw. Whatever the meaning is, that's what you mechuyev to do. Misham kaver amei. So what isn't it a joke? Amei savi avos hatuma. So what are they pouring Tisha Kaben on him? What has it got to do? The answer is the Tisha Kaben over here is not for Tahara. When the Tesefta has the Lashon, Balkeri, Shenos Nol of Tisha Kaben, Tohar, it doesn't mean Tohar, he's Tohar. He can't be Kaben. Tisha Kaben is not Mitah. You have to have a Mikvah Mem, so Tohar means he's a lot of Davin. The whole Tisha Kaben is like Kikon, Likros, or Lekecha, so you have to have Achonis before you Davin. So the meaning developed that when a person dies is we treat it as if we consider as if his soul goes to greet the Rabbani Shalom. So he can likra salakach Yisrael. So by unusual tzaddikim, they toivel him in a mikveh, and by everybody else, they pour tisha kaben. If that's the minik, so you do it. It's a part of he can likra salakach Yisrael. We assume that the soul is going to appear before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So to the same idea, the tisha kaben in the days of the Gemara by the Balkeri is also hikon. So that's what we got up to that Gemara on the bottom of the daf. So the Gemara has the machlokes. When do you permit Tisha Kabin? When do you insist on Tefillah and Mikvah? So then the Gemara says, look here, it's a Takana Sezra. It's an old Takana from centuries ago. So what was the Takana? That's what they ask. Here on the fourth line from the top of Amud Beis, Chav Beis Amud Beis, Michli Kul Amorai Tanoi, but the Ezra come fligi, they're all arguing what was the Takana Ezra. So let's ask the old timers. Vinachsi Ezra Hechatikin. Let's do some research. We'll find out what was Takana Ezra. Everything Gemara know. The Gemara finally says Takana Ezra only was a bori, who is margil, a healthy person. Usually Tamir Chachamim Macholim. That's what Rashi quotes. Tamir Chachamim usually Cholim. Where is that Rashi? I don't know. No. Yaman, yeah. Rashi on both columns are Rashi. So the second column, Rashi quotes from the Dorim Daf Mem Tes. Keman, whose opinion do we follow? Matzlinan, Akitsiri Vamari. You daven for Cholam every day. What are you daven for Cholam for? It was Nigzar and Aseres Meitshuva, whether the guy's going to live or die. What are you praying that the Cholam should survive? Either his nigger is going to survive or not. The Gemara says, no, the Gzar Din could be changed every day. We follow Rabbi Yossi. Kima Matzlinan, whose opinion do we follow? That we daven Matzlinan, Akitsiri, Vamari. So what are Kitsiri? Rashi says, Cholim. Amari, are Rabban and Tamil Chacham, usually weak, because they don't exercise enough. And they don't eat healthy foods. So usually they're weak. So that's what the Gemara is talking here so much about the Cholim, because we consider Tamil Chachamim. Most Tamil Chacham don't exercise, and most of them are Achol. So the original Takana says only was for a bari, a healthy person, and it's Margilo. He does Tashmish. He didn't become a Bakeri Leonsa. So then he needs Tefillah and a Mikveh Memso. And everything else, if it's a bari Leonsa, if it's a Chole, and it's Margilo, he had Tashmish or Chole Leonsa, all the rest, what he needs, the Tisha Kabin with the Memso, all of that is all later Takanas. So it's not going to help you. You can do all the research you want. Oh, Ezra only made a takana by a bari umargilo. So then Igmar quotes the different shades of opinion. But bottom line, we don't. Then Rava gives a psak. Amar Rava Hilchaso. That's around 20 lines down from the top. By the tiny letter Aleph, where the Ayin Mishpat has a letter Aleph. Hilchaso, how do we pass it? Bari hamargil, v'chayla hamargil you need, aboim so. Bori Leonsa needs Tisha Kaben. And Achole Leonsa, Pata Miklum. He doesn't need Memso, and doesn't even need Tisha Kaben. Okay. But we paskin more than that. We paskin, the Gemara said right before the Mishnah, we paskin Takana Ezra was Nizbata Legamri. We don't need the Tefillah in the Mikveh at all, not for davening and not for the learning. Then the Gemara quotes the Braisa, okay, the Tisha Kab, and then Rabbi Yudai and Mem Soh Mikomakom. What's the Mem Soh Mikomakom? So we had the Gemara had a machlokes. One version was you can even be Tovel in a Kli. Tvila in a Kli is Mamash a joke. That's no good. So it's only Hikon. The other opinion was no. Tvila in a Kli, that's out of the question, but Maim Shuvim, that's okay. What's the difference? Maim Shuvim and a Kli. So he said, according to the Mechaber, that Kulo Shob is only the Rabbanon. So then it makes sense. The Gemara makes better sense. Tvila Bikli is no good Menatora, so that's not good for Takanas Ezra. But Tvila Neshuvim is good Menatora, it's only a Psul de Rabbanon. So they never instituted the Psul de Rabbanon by Balker. But if you all like the Psaka Ramah, the Ramah Paskins that Kulo Shob is the Raisa, so then why should there be a difference between Tvila and a Kli, which is not acceptable for the Baker in Tefillah B'Shuvim? They're both no good Minatar. The Pashtas in the Gemara is that Kulo Shob is only the Rabban. That's what it sounds like. So this we discussed already. Okay, let's see another Mishnah. Hayami B'Tefillah, Miniska Shuhu Balkeri. The guy became a Balkeri at night, whatever, and then he goes to shul, every day he goes to Davin. In the middle of Shemana Esrei, he realized if he got to go to the mikveh, the whole thing is not relevant to Shemana Zeh, but this is when they still observe Takanas Ezra. So what does he do? So if he's going to stop in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, then he's going to, let's say he's in the 10th bracha, so everything is going to be a bracha lematol, because the din is all 18 brachas are ma'akvim zu'azu. So it says, lo yapsik, let him not stop in the middle. You're going to stop in the middle, everything will be a bracha lematom. What is he supposed to do? So the Gemara says, he shouldn't even be maharer. Only maharer on Kriya Shema and on Birchas HaMazon, the two that are there, I said, that was the Mishnah Chofim Abbas. And the rest, he should not even be maharer. But he forgot all about it, that he's a Balkeri. So if he, lo yapsik, he shouldn't stop in the middle of the Shemana Esrei, because then he'll cause all the brachas to become bracha lematom. Eli Yikatsa, he should abridge it. He should abridge, he should say each bracha v'kitza. So that you got to know how to learn. What's the Ika theme of every bracha? That you can leave out everything else and only leave in the main. How can you figure out which is the Ika theme of every bracha? So we have the text of Havineinu. So Havineinu just have 2-3 words for every bracha. That's mamish the Ika of every bracha. So you have to be Yikatsa. Fine. Yorad Litvol, the guy wakes up in the morning, he realizes he's a Balkeri, he has to go to the mikveh. Till he goes to the mikveh, he looks at the clock on the wall, the sun is going to rise at 7:10, and it's 7:05 already. So if he's going to get dressed, then he's going to miss reciting Kriya Shema before Hanetzach Amah. And that apparently is Alech HaTchila. The Vasikin, the Hidur Vasikin is that I have on Talis and Tefillin, and start davening in such a way that you recite Kriya Shema right before an Eitzach Hamash, Shema Nesri right after an Eitzach Hamash. That's Yeruucha Im Shamash. Yeruucha, they demonstrate that Yerushamayim with the rise of the sun. Yeruucha Im Shamash. But here the guy is not dressed, and he doesn't have Talis and Tefillin, he's not going to say Shema Nesri, he's just going to say Kriya Shema. So you see from the Mishnah that reciting Kriya Shema after Mishiyakas Chavera, the last 35 minutes before sunrise, that's a Hidur. Some hold that that's a Hidur L'chatchila Deraisa. That's where we had the Ramban. Ramban said, the Gemara was Medayik, Balechtecha Baderecha. Well, what was the Gemara Medayik? Shiftecha, Beveisech, Shiftecha, Balechtecha, Dechav Sofis. Why was the Gemara Medayik? B'shach Becha V'kumecha, Dechav over there. Why would the only medayik from the chaf of belechas didoch and b'shevas didoch? Oisig mitzvah potam na mitzvah. So the Ramban says no. B'shach b'chav kum echo goes when the miut b'nei adam are going to sleep and the miut b'nei adam are waking up. Usually the dinim are established based on roid b'nei adam when roid b'nei adam would do something, and here it's based on miut b'nei adam. So miut b'nei adam are already running around before the sun rises. Most normal people wake up when the sun shines into. Well, today people wake up because they set their alarm clock. So the bayas, waking up and going to sleep doesn't correspond at all with the sun rising. But before they had alarm clocks and before they had electric bulbs, so how did people wake up? The sun would shine into their room. So they wake up after the sunrise. They don't say Kriya Shema then. But the Miyut Bnei Adam are waking up before that. So because Miyut Bnei Adam wake up before, so that's perhaps a Lechatchila Deraisa. And Yochel has the same Yochel Lalas, if he can get out of the mikvah, all his kasas, if they get dressed. For Likras, and to recite Kriya Shema, Achela Tane Tzachama, before Hane Tzachama, really Kriya Shema is until Sov Gimel Shois. But Lechatchila, you should try to chap Vasikin. You should try to gain Vasikin. So Vasikin is even without Talis and Tilden, even without Shema Nesri. It's not going to be Smichas Gula Lefil, just going to say Kriya Shema. So if he can get dressed and say Kriya Shema, that's proper. Yala Miskasav Yikrim Alav. And if it's not enough time, it's 5 after 7, and the sun is going to rise in the next 5 minutes. Yiskasav B'mayim Yikra. You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema when you're undressed. So Yiskasav, you have to cover over the Erva, and then you can recite Kriya Shema. Then the Mishnah is going to talk about the dinim of Kriya Shema keneged. The Gemara is going to talk keneged erva, keneged soya, keneged meiraglayim. That's based on the psukim in the Chumash. And keneged dover hamasriach. If you have a dover a reach ra. So sometimes soya has a reach ra, sometimes other things have a reach ra. There are certain chemicals that have a reach ra. I remember when I was a student here in college, I had Professor Shmuel Soloveitchik for chemistry. So he told us that when he went to the Sorbonne, said they would do chemistry all day long, and then there are certain chemicals that smell awful, so the first few minutes it annoys you very much, and then you're there in the lab a whole day, so you get used to it, so it doesn't affect you. So that when they wanted to go to the theater, so they would pay for the cheapest seats. The least expensive seats. And before they would leave the chemistry lab, they would smear their hands with this awful smelling chemical. And then they'd buy the cheapest seats and they would all sit there. And then the people in the 5 rows ahead of them couldn't take the smell, so they went away. They would go somewhere else. So they would move up 5 rows. Then the people in the next 5 rows couldn't take the smell. So he says, within 20 minutes they were sitting in the front row because everybody ran away from them. That's Geneva, that you're not allowed to do. That's Mamish Geneva. They paid for the expensive seats, and these wise guys did it. So the Shaila, can you say a bracha in the chemistry lab because it smells awful? So that's a Shaila in Hilchas Shechita. The slaughterhouse also smells awful because the smell of blood is awful. So the Daki Chiva from the Minkacha quotes the Achranim, say you can say a bracha if there's a chemical or the blood in the slaughterhouse smells awful, nothing disintegrated, nothing got spoiled. Let's say somebody vomited up. So vomit, I ate food that was normal, and then the enzymes in my stomach started to work on it, and then it disintegrated. Or a person eats food, and then the tzoya comes out the other end, or the meraglim comes out. So that has a reach ra, that's something that became spoiled. So something that's spoiled, either vomit or tzoya, meraglim, then there's a din of reach ra. But if something has a natural reach ra, that there's no din that you're not allowed to daven, not allowed to say a bruch. What's another example of something that disintegrated halachically, that you're not allowed to daven? So in the Tanakh, sometimes Avodah Zarah is referred to as Avodah as Gilulim. Golol is Tzoa. So we refer to it as Avodah as Gilulim out of disgust. The Gemara says, Kol Leitzanus HaSira, Gemara Sanhedrin says, Kol Leitzanus HaSira Bar Mi Leitzanus Ad Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to talk jokingly, you're not allowed to make a joke out of everything in the world. But Avodah Zarah, you have to make a joke out of it. You can't speak seriously about Avodah Zarah. So we usually assume that Avodah Zarah is called Golol. We call it Tzoya. That's Leitzanus Ad Avodah Zarah. We're making fun of Avodah Zarah. So some of the poskim say no. It says in Parshas, the end of Parshas, Va'era, I think, or Bo, I forgot already. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Ani Kitzesi Eso Efes Kapay Al Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when I leave the city, I'll pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Orav will stop, I think. The Orav, or the Borod, I forgot already what it, Borod is going to stop. So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta, why Kitzesi Eso Ir? Because the city is full of Avodas Gilulim, and I'm not allowed to daven next to Tzoya. I'm not allowed to daven next to Golo. That's the pasuk by the soldiers in the army. It says, Yoti Elucha Lazenecha. Every soldier in the army has to have a shovel, and unless they have a toilet. But if they don't have a makam miyuchad for beis hakisei, so every soldier has to have a shovel, and when he makes tzoyah, he has to cover it over. So we learn out from that parasha, that's a question. How do you learn out? The parasha is talking about the soldiers in the army. It's not talking about davening, it's not talking about learning Torah. So how do we learn out? But that's, we're learning out from there, that you're not allowed to have, it says, Lir Bucha Erva's Dover, you're not allowed to have Erva, you're not allowed to have Tzoya, you're not allowed to have Meiraglaim in the Machna, Kedusha Samachna. Yeah. So that's what we learn out from there, about davening and about Dibrei Torah. How do you learn out? That's the question. The Pasuk is talking about the Machna, Kedusha Samachna. So the Netziv has a fantastic suggestion. The Pasha Pshat is not like the Netziv. He says, based on the Gemara, he quotes, Netziv was a fantastic Baki. So he quotes Mamar Chazal from all over, that all wars in the world are the fault of the Jewish people. That's what all the anti-Semites say also. The Jews are responsible for all the wars in the world. So the Gemara says, all the wars are our fault because we're not learning Torah. One of the sources in Pirkei Avos and other Gemaras, if we would be learning Torah, there wouldn't be any wars anywhere in the world. So because the Jews are not learning Torah, so the Ribbono Shel Olam makes a war far away to give us a hint. We should be Oisik and Mechamta Shel Torah, and there won't be any wars. If we don't get the hint, so he brings the war closer to us. If we still don't get the hint, then he brings the war mamish into our land. So we'll be involved in the war. But all wars are because of little Torah. So the Gemara says, as a way to win the wars, you have to have a Talmud Torah. The Gemara in Makkah says, "Amdas Hayraglein in Bisharach Yerushalayim." So the Gemara says, "Amdas Hayraglein in Bemochama." The Jewish soldiers are successful in the battle in the schus of Bisharach Yerushalayim, because in Sharei Torah in Yerushalayim they're learning Torah. So in the schus of Limud Torah they're successful in battle. And he quotes many Ma'amar Chazal like that. The Gemara says, in the days of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, every man, woman, and child, everybody knew Chumash, everybody knew Tumah V'Tara. He forced everybody to know all the dinim. How did he have a right to force everybody to learn all the dinim of Tumah V'Tara? It was part of the war effort, whatever is necessary for the war effort. So you have a right. There's a war. So you want to win the war, so you have to see to it everybody should learn. So the Netziv has this wild suggestion that since Limud HaTorah, in the schus of Limud HaTorah, you win the war, so they had at the front, in the battle, they had a group of people learning. The Pasha Pshat, they're learning in Bisharach Yerushalayim. That people learning in the Kollelim in Yerushalayim, and in their schus they win the war. Not that they had the Lomdim learning on the front. He imagined the Hezdanikim. They're sitting at the front and they're learning. So he says, when it says in the Chumash, you have to be careful. That's all because the people are learning in the front. The Pasha Pshat is not like that. It says the Pasha Pshat is, the Pasuk says, the reason why you have to be careful because of the Erba and Soy Meraglayim, Kedusha Samachna, because Ki Hashem Elokecha Misalech. Bekerev Machanecha Lahatzin Lecha V'Los Yisavecha B'yadecha V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam promises that he's going to be there. The Shechina is going to be there with us out of respect for the Shechina, who's there to help the soldiers. So there you have to have Kedusha Samachna. So then we extrapolate, just like in the Melchama, the Ribbono Shel Olam promises, Kashem Elokecha Misalech Bekerev Machanecha V'hoya Machanecha Kodesh. So the same applies when you're davening or you're learning Torah. We assume the Shechina will be there. Yeah. How many soldiers do you need in the machana that you have this din should apply? Kedusha Samachana, that the promise is that the Shechina will be there. So the Yerushalmi and Erevin, at the end, you have dinim of the Jewish army at the end of the first parak in Erevin. That's what the Chazon Ish has all the discussion about, the dinim of Machna Yisrael. What's the Jewish army supposed to be like? The end of the first parak in Erevin, because there's a Mishnah there, Abod Dvarim Patra B'Machna. There are four leniency, four kulas in the Jewish army. Because it's a big shas hadchak. So the Rabbi Nechananel on the side of the page, and the last daf in the first parak in Erevin quotes Yerushalmi, that there are different opinions. How many soldiers have to be there? One opinion is 12,000, one opinion 1,000, and one opinion a minion, 10 soldiers. So the Chazon Ish says that's what the Magen Mishnah assumes, that's the din. 10 soldiers, why? If you have a minion, if you have 10 Jews, the 10 Jews have to be roid to be mitzarfim to a minion. You have an apikoris dina kakam, you can't be mitzarfim to a minion, and be mitzarfim to the minion of the 10 soldiers. But if you have 10 soldiers together, then the question, how close do they have to be that it's called together? If you have 10 soldiers who are together, then you assume it has a din of machne, and then the shechina, called be'asar, shechina tesharya, the Ribbono Shel Olam promises that he'll be there with them. So then there's a din, v'hoya machanecha kodesh. Yeah, how close do they have to be? So the Chazon Ish says, let's say if you have 10 people in a room, even if it's a gigantic room, but the room is mitzar of them, so the 10 people are mitzar from Yachad, a gigantic room. What if there are pnei hasoda? So how close do the 10 people have to be? Is there a requirement? How close they have to be? Let's say the Chazon has a loud voice, he's screaming out loud. Is there any requirement how close they have to be? So he says a very big kiddush, they have to be within shivim amah v'shirayim to each other. Shivim amah v'shirayim, 70 amas, is a din d'oraisa that's learned out from a pasuk. That's about if you have a city and you keep on having houses, house to houses, that the city limits keep on extending. If the last house, if there's another house within 70 amas of this house and another house within 70 amas, so that's called Ibura Shalir, like an Isha Mu'uberes, so the city is pregnant, so it keeps on going, the city limits keep on going. Each house has to be within 70 amas to the other house. So the let's say, in order to be considered an ear, you need Gimel Chatzeres. So the Gimel what? So you have a Chatzer in New York, and a Chatzer in St. Louis, and a Chatzer in Los Angeles. It means a whole, makes the whole United States into one big ear. No, the Chatzeres have to be a certain proximity to each other. So Taisa says, how close do they have to be? They have to be touching each other, not Mistaber. So Taisa says, Shivim Amah Vishiraim, the same shear that the Mishnah has, how close the houses have to be, so that's how close the Chatzeres have to be. If the chatzeres are not within shivim ama to each other, then it's not called an ear. An ear have to have gimel chatzeres. So that's a chiddush. The poshim shat is that the shivim ama b'shirayim is a shear to be mitzar of houses or chatzeres that are attached to the ground, not to be mitzar of people who are alive and walking around. So the Chazon Ish says that the shear shivim ama is negated to human beings. If you have 10 soldiers who are within shivim ama to each other, then they're all mitzar from Yachad, and then they would be mitzar from Yachad for a minyan, because we paskin 10, we don't paskin 1,000. One opinion in Yishalmi was 1,000, because elef lamata, elef lamata. When they had Nochemes Midyan, every shevet sent 1,000 soldiers, and altogether there were 12,000 soldiers. Shnei Moser elef chalutzei tzavo. So one opinion in Yishalmi is you need 12,000 soldiers. And the Magen Mishnah thinks that we paskin a minyan, the same minyan for davening as the minyan for the soldiers in the army. So the last line in the Mishnah, that v'hoya machanecha kodesh, that's learned that davening and limud haTorah shouldn't be connected. Eretz Yisrael me'raglaim, that's learned that from the soldiers in the army. That's ki Hashem elokecha misalach b'kerach machanecha v'hatzilecho. I remember there was a Sinai campaign. That was before your people were born. The Israelis invaded Sinai. And Britain was angry why they weren't notified in advance. And they punished Medinas Israel. So after that, Britain was no longer a world power. And France used to be a world power. So France was also angry why they weren't notified in advance. France used to be one of the major world. France and Great Britain used to be world powers. When they turned against Medinas Israel, so they lost out. It was interesting. Some of the Rabbanim in Israel say they shouldn't worry about what America says. If America is going to turn their back on Israel, they won't be a world power anymore. It's happening. So I remember Rabbi Gorin at that time was not the chief rabbi. He was a chief chaplain in the army. So after the successful Sinai campaign, so he came to America and he spoke all over in different places. I remember he spoke in Rabbi Gorelick's, he spoke here in the yeshiva also, gave yeshiva in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class. Rabbi Soloveitchik disagreed, he didn't like what he said, he disagreed with him. And then he said the next day, he said, out of respect for Rabbi Gorin yesterday, he didn't disagree, he just said he disagrees. The next day he said it was absolutely wrong. He didn't want to hurt Rabbi Gorin's feelings by disagreeing too much. So I remember when he spoke in Rabbi Gorelick's, he spoke all over, he made a big hit. He's very charismatic, very entertaining speaker. So he was talking about this. He said, the Jewish army, even when they're not learning, when they're not davening, has the din like machne shechina. The pasuk says, Hashem alkecha, esalach b'karach machanech lahatzilecha, and all the dinim al-erben, soyim eraglaim, are learned out from the Jewish army, the machne Yisrael. has to have a din like a kol be'asar, a shchinta shayit. That's the whole source of all the dinim in the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to continue on these themes. So the Gemara goes, Tana Rabban, the person in the middle of davening, the last 10 lines on Chav Beis on the base. The person in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, so if he's going to be mapsik, everything will be bracha l'matoma, because all the 19 brachas are makim zezeh. So yekatzeh, he should abridge each bracha. What if he got an aliyah? They gave him an aliyah. And then he realizes he didn't go to mikveh. He became a balkari last night. And he didn't go to mikveh today. So what should he do? So in the days of the Tanoim, they didn't have a balkari. The institution of a balkari started later. In the days of the Goyim, they started it. In the days of the Tanoim, whoever got an aliyah had a lane from the Sefer Torah. And we have rules and regulations, how many psukim you have to lay. But you ask, what rules and regulations? Just, it says, sheni shlishi, really, you just follow what it says in the chumash. But in the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have a chumash, they didn't make up on their own. So you had to lay at least three psukim, every aliyah has to have at least three psukim, the sum total of the whole Kriyas HaTorah, and sheni b'chamish has to have at least 10 psukim, so somebody has to get four. 3 3 3 is only 9 psukim, so someone has to get four. And you can't stop an aliyah within 3 psukim to a psukh or a stuma, before, after. People shouldn't think that you only, someone's going to go in, someone's going to go out. They're going to think that one of the aliyahs had less than 3 psukim. So each person would make an aliyah as long as he wants. So if the fella got an aliyah and he's laning, then he realized, what is he laning for? He's a balkari, so he should make the aliyah as brief as possible. So after 3 psukim, you should stop. You shouldn't lean all 20 psukim. Finish after 3 psukim if you're allowed to stop there and finish. That's how the Brisa says. Are you kari batari b'niska shul b'akari ain't a mapsik for yola? What, are you going to stop leaning? He read one pasuk and he realized that b'akari is going to stop. So the bracha there, bracha is Hashem b'bracha. He said bracha Hashem b'bracha banu. It's going to be a bracha l'batala. He didn't have a whole aliyah. So what should he do? El megam gem mikori. What is megam gem mikori? So Rashi, shalem quickly, shalem b'merutzim. Okay, shalem b'merutzim. That's what the Gemara said before. That we learned the other day. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira said that the Takana says it doesn't apply anymore. And the Gemara told the story that was Maisa b'talmen echad. On the third white line on Amud Amshah, he megam gem lemaila merabbi Yehuda ben Maaseira. He was talking, learning very quickly, and he said, "What are you talking so quickly? Psach picha v'yiru divarecha. Say slowly and articulate clearly. There's no takanas Ezra. If the takanas Ezra is still betokfa, then you have to be megam gem, and you have to say quickly. You shouldn't say it slowly." So the Gemara says, if the balkari, the one who got an aliyah, realized that he's a balkari. And he's not allowed to lane, so you should lane quickly, in order that not to violate as little as possible. Takana says. Rameh ein balkari. Let's say the aliyah has 20 psukim, so let him lane the 20 psukim quickly. Rameh says, why lane 20 psukim? You have the 3 psukim, stop there, and let the next guy lane. Someone else will lane the rest. Ein balkari shalikras b'chter yosem gimel psukim. The minimum aliyah is 3 psukim. So shai. So only say 3 psuk. Okay, so that's about the first part of the Mishnah about the Balkari. What about the Tzoya? So you're not allowed to daven near Tzoya. Hayomid bitfila berad Tzoya kenegd. The middle of davening, he sees Tzoya. Mahalach lefanov, he sees the Tzoya in front of him. So you should walk past the Tzoya, so that the Tzoya will be actually zaken lachura of Dal HaRamas. You shouldn't be in the same. Dalai Lama's is like Mava Dalai Lama's Bishus Raman Shabbos. Balamor explains, Balamor and Iran explain in Masech Shabbos that in a certain sense it's like Moitzim Bishus Lushus. If something is in the Bishus HaYochid, you take it into the Bishus HaRabim. It's in the Bishus HaRabim, take it into the Bishus HaYochid. That's called Moitzim Bishus Lushus. What if the thing is in the Bishus HaRabim and you put it 5 Amos away? So the Balamor and Iran say that's also Moitzim Bishus Lushus. Because Dalai Lama says, Mekomash alachefetz, if I pick it up and I put it 5 amas away, it's if I took it from one Rishus to the other. So that's Nagei over here also. The Dalai Lama around the Tzoya is considered Mekomash alatzoa. if the tzoy would be mechutza, that would solve the problem. That's what it says. Every soldier in the Jewish army has to have a shovel. If you cover over the tzoya with offer, that solves the problem. One could have said, maybe only offer. Maybe only offer, because the tzoya, that's how you plant things. So you put tzoya in the ground, you cover it over. We don't paskin like that. We paskin if the tzoya is covered over in a bedpan, or it's covered over with anything, a diaper. Let's say a baby has a dirty diaper and it's covered over. So the tzoya is covered, so it's not a problem, unless it has a bad smell, okay? So then you can't daven that has a bad smell, because the tzoya disintegrated. It's not the natural smell of the food that the baby ate. That's because it disintegrated in the baby's body. So that's what it says. The guy realizes that it's tzoya. So let him walk straight ahead till the tzoya will be dalaramas behind him, provided it doesn't have a bad smell there. If the reach ra is not negated. It says he doesn't have to go so far straight ahead till it says dalaramas away. Let him walk to the side. Gemara says, like kasha or the epsha or the epsha. More correct is he should walk so far away that it's behind you dalaramas. And if you can't, Rashi says there's a river or there's something there, you just can't walk over there. So then you have no choice, so then you have to go litzdodim. Then the Gemara says, what if a person davens and he finds that he davened in a place? So is he yoytze or not? So that's a machloikis. So the first Gemara, Rabbi says, al pishachata, tfilah said tfilah. But yeah, it's good. So Rabbi says, how can it be good? We have a din, Zerach Hashem Tayevo. Zerach Hashem Tayeva is by Korbanus. So the Gemara applies it. Zerach Hashem Tayeva means that the person is an apikoris, Dina Kakam, he can't accept his Korbanus. What has it got to do with davening? So you see, the Gemara assumes that when you daven, it's also considered as if you offered a Korban. At the end of the Shemana Esrei, we say, Shamea Tfila, Shem should please answer our prayers, he should listen. Then we say, Tzeir Shalakan, Bam Chisol of Isfilos, and Ritza means the prayer should be accepted as if we brought a Korban. Hurza, Lo Hurza. So that's what Ritzui means. So since when you pray, we say Ritzui to convert the tefillah into a korban, so that's what the Gemara applies, the Pasuk Zerach Hashem Te'eva, to tefillah as well. Yeah. Taisus explains, quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Zerach Hashem Te'eva, Pirish Ri, only if it's a room where they usually diaper the baby, or it's a park where you know that people always take their dogs there to the park. If it's a normal place that in the middle of the shul, and he finds that there's tzoya on the floor, he shouldn't have expected any tzoya there. So he's not a rush, he didn't do anything wrong. You only apply this pasuk, Zerach Hashem Te'eva, Dafi B'makusha Yochel, Lehistapek, V'litlo Shiyesham Tzoya. If he was Pashaya, if he wasn't Pashaya, then you don't apply Zerach Hashem Te'eva. So what do you mean Zerach Hashem Te'eva? So Taisus, the next Taisus says, Shechazim is power. You have to daven over again. The first opinion of Taisa is very strange. First opinion, you have the Mubas Lo Yuchal Iskan. Why was Mubas Lo Yuchal Iskan? He wasn't Yotze, but he davened, but he's not allowed to daven in second Shmona Esrei, because he already davened once. But the first davening, he weren't Yotze. Let's say you brought a korban, and the korban was Nifsal. You have to bring, you're obligated to bring a korban. You brought a korban, and it was brought Pipsul. You have to bring another one. Why should the, I don't know. Why should the first opinion say it's Mubas Lo Yuchal Iskan? I don't understand. I think we pass on Shulchan Aruch like the second opinion. If he davened Shmona Esrei in a location where Hoyolo lehistapik v'litlos that there may be tzoya, so Derech Hashem Teva, so you're not Yotze, you have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. I don't know what the pshat in the first opinion is. Okay, we better stop here. Sunday, I won't be able to give a shiur, but believe that on Monday, we'll continue. Okay. Who lost the dance?
I come back from Woodmere right after Shabbos to Yeshiva. Where should I light the candles?
On Motzai Shabbos.
Motzai Shabbos, yeah.
Are you going to sleep here? In the dorm?
Okay.
Dorm? You home? Dorm is the dorm.
This is Rebbe.
When are you going to Eretz Yisrael? After Hanukkah.
You take care of that matter with the soul.
Not yet. I didn't have a chance. I had to go to a wedding last night.
Because he's called me.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. How good your job is.